Good afternoon, Southbound Express.
Hey, is Ernesto there?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Hashem with Cardiff.
I'm sorry, how do you say your name?
Hashem?
Hashem from
Yes,
Cardiff?
correct.
What is this in regards to?
It was in regards to some financing that he had done for a working capital loan, and I was sure.
Okay, one moment.
Sure, thanks.
Hello.
Hey, Ernesto.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing? This is Hashem with Cardiff. How you been?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Glad to hear that. Just wanted to follow up with you, see how the business has been, see if you had a chance to take a look at the offer that I sent out.
Well, it's been okay till the
Yeah.
end of the year. Yeah, we've
Yeah.
been okay hanging out.
Good, you're hanging in there, huh?
Yeah.
Has it been slowing down or picking up or been steady since
Well,
the
it's been
last offer?
pretty much the same, really, by the end of the year.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much all the same.
Oh yeah. Ever since the beginning of the year too is the same.
Yes.
Okay. Just kind of wanted to follow up with you here and see if you had a chance to check out the offer that I sent to you as well. It was the working capital one. I know you took out a working capital loan already a couple years back. And wanted to follow up with you and see if you were planning to get anything else or grow or anything like that.
Well, I need to buy some trucks. I want to change some. Are you guys ready for me?
I am very ready for you. What are you looking to bring on?
I trying to switch. Well, I'm switching. Okay, I'm not. I'm just replacing.
Okay.
I really replacing trucks from 11. I got a 6 11s that I want to get rid of them and replace it for 13 KWs, Kenworth.
To a 13 what?
13 KW, Kenworth.
13
The ones that
KW.
I have, they're Volvo. Okay, the 6 that I want to replace, they're Volvos. And the ones that I want to purchase, they're going to be KW, Kenworth.
TW, okay, gotcha. That's
Yeah.
the brand. And how much is this going to cost, do you think?
They're going to cost me anywhere from 54, 53,000.
Around 54, 53?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to be using that. That's solely going to be used for the trucks, right?
Pardon me?
It's going to be that money will be solely used just for the trucks, right? You're not trying to get any capital or anything on top?
No. This is going to be just for the trucks, yes.
Just for the trucks. Okay, perfect. And okay, so if you were to get those trucks, how would you say your return on investment would be?
Well, hopefully better, because hopefully these trucks didn't have a less miles. Trucks with 340,000 miles
Right.
and versus to 700,000-800,000 miles.
Oh,
Of course,
okay.
the damage, I would say there is going to be a damage of 50%, because I
50%.
will have a less miles. I will have a newer truck, less
Yeah.
maintenance bay, less everything's going to be less problems, I would say.
Yeah, very true, right?
Okay, so that's what it is.
Less problems, less maintenance. All right.
Yeah, less problem, less maintenance. Okay, so I can
How
have
long
my.
do the trucks usually last for you?
They last me a while. They last me about, I was 15 years, 20 years, you know.
Oh, wow.
I'm 50, 1.5 miles, 1 million and a half miles or 2 million miles, that's what they last. Yeah, but these trucks, they're kind of troublemakers. So let me tell you, these trucks, they didn't take me nowhere. These
Oh, really?
Volvos. Yes. So I want to get rid of them because they're kind of a pain in the neck
Yeah.
problems, and
Yeah.
the parts are too expensive. You know, they're way, 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 way too expensive.
Man, yeah,
So
that's what a Volvo
I'd
does.
rather go, I'd rather, you know, be making payments for a good 4 years, 5 years if I need to,
course.
But I will have a newer truck, and let's adjust with the repairs, pretty much, because I want to get rid of that Volvo, the one I have.
Perfect. Okay. So we are trying to replace the trucks.
Yes.
When are you planning to do this by? Just as
well, I am working on it. You will let me give you Mike Ruiz's phone number. He was over at the Rush Truck Center, and he's got more details because they're gonna give these trucks as a down payment. Okay, I have some equity in it, and the equity is gonna be used as a down payment.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. They're not going to put no money down from here.
Right.
I want the money that I'm going to put down just for the equity that I have in my trucks.
Okay, gotcha.
That's
perfect.
That's going to be my down payment.
Perfect. All right, makes sense. So you want to put them up as collateral, basically?
No. Okay. On these Volvos that I have,
yeah,
I owe about $30,000 a piece.
$30,000 a piece, and you have two of them?
For me?
How many trucks do you have?
Six. I got six. Well, I got more, but that's the six that I get when I get rid of.
Okay, gotcha.
They want to pay off the loan,
and
they're going to have some profit. I'm going to have some equity, $12,000, and some of them, they're going to have a $12,000. Some of them, I'm going to have a $13,000.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay?
Gotcha.
So that money that I'm going to have as a equity, they're going to apply as a down payment and that new truck that I'm going to get.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense.
You understand?
Gotcha, yes.
Okay, so the color is going to be the title. Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
All right, perfect. So tell me about your credit. Are you pretty good, somewhere in the middle, bad?
I would say in the middle. I'm not going to say my credit is the best.
Okay.
I've been with late payments here and there, but the thing is,
yeah,
I never go bankruptcy, I never go repo,
good,
nothing, you know.
Good.
Even if I pay late, but I pay late charges, so what the heck, they should love me. Don't you
exactly
think?
You're still paying, you right?
I'm still paying, and I pay late charges all the time.
Right.
So what the heck, you know? If all banks dealing like people like me, let me tell you, they make good money because they know them well that they're gonna get their money and they're gonna get more than the way they expect.
Yep, pretty much. So why should they ruin anything for you?
Of course, that the rules are rules, and you know, I'm kind of kidding sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Rules are rules. I understand that the money has to be when it's due, it has to be due.
Because
that's the bank rules, but. But if you look at it the other way around, I used to deal with farmer merchants Bank of California. I don't know if that bank is still around.
Are they
used to be in Long Beach. I used to deal with office in Long Beach years ago.
Oh no, kidding! Was that the loan that you took out in 2014?
No. This that wasn't the 90s. 80s, 90s.
Oh, this was a while ago. Okay.
A while ago, we bought four trucks from them.
Oh, okay.
And
gotcha.
Now they always calling. You want more equipment? Why? Why you guys? don't you tire my credit? You know, this late payments. You know, we've been making late payments.
And you're trying to give you more?
That's the kind of people we like. People like you that pay late, but always pay the late charges. Okay, don't take me wrong. We like people like you. You guys don't go out of business. You know, you guys pay late and we make additional money and late charges. Okay, that makes sense.
They love you then, huh?
They love us. Oh, yeah. Oh, heck yes.
Yeah.
Because when everybody's pretty much on time, they just make whatever, you know. And people with a good credit says we don't make money. Because everything is too good with them.
Yep.
We don't make money.
Nope.
We make money with people who's got their credit is not that great.
Yep.
But they pay their bills. That's the money makers.
Yep.
Well, that's what the person over there, the salesperson or the person in charge, that's what he was telling me.
Yep.
That's the money makers. People
yep.
who's got a kind of bad credit, not too good. Well, of course, not too bad. No bankruptcy, late with the payments, but their payments being made. You know, that's the people. That's the money makers. People, whatever it is, good. No, you know what? We don't want those people.
Yeah.
We don't make no money with those people.
Yep.
Everything is so good, so perfect. So what the heck?
Yep. As bad as it sounds.
Okay.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah. So let me give you Mike's phone number so you can call him and he knows he knows better where we at, okay?
He has more details?
Oh, yeah, he's got everything. He got all the numbers. He gave you a truck years, they're already looking at my trucks and how much they're going to give me, how much I'm going to make, how much the truck's worth, and he give you, and he's pretty much got an application, credit application already, so.
He has an application for.
Oh, yeah, he's got everything. Let me give you, hold on.
Sure. Is this your partner, or?
No, my race is a salesperson over at Rush Peterbilt.
Oh, he's the one selling the trucks to you?
He's the one who's selling the trucks to me.
Gotcha, okay.
Yes, because if he asked me how much the trucks were, you know, that it didn't know what be, because if he asked me for the details on the truck, he'd be able to give you all the details that you need to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hold on a second.
No problem. How were your sales last year? Just so I kind of get an idea.
Three and a half? 3.5 million.
Okay, very nice. What are you on track for this year?
Probably about the same, I'll be honest to you. I'm probably about the same number. Oh, my sales going to increase. No. If I make better profit, I don't have to increase so much millions. You know, all depends on the operation cost.
Of course, yeah.
That's the operation cost. That's where you really make money.
Yep.
I would say for year 2017, if I make 2 million, but my operation cost, they're very low.
Yeah.
That's what it counts, because if I make 4 million and my operation cost goes pretty high, so what is the profit? Just make the money and work hard and no profit at all.
Exactly. It all depends on
that's what I discussed. You know what, I want something so that I make less, but I make better profit.
Completely agree with you there.
Yeah, and not to increase sales and make less profit. Why? Because you increase everything. You increase employees, you increase equipment, you increase a lot of stuff, and at the long run, you don't end up making nothing, or sometimes you end up losing.
Yeah, you don't end up netting very much at the
end.
Yeah,
so, okay, Mike, his name is Mike Ruiz.
Mike?
Mike, yes.
All right.
Okay, 951. 218.
218.
8936.
8936?
Yes.
8936, and that's Mike, and he's the sales guy for the...
Rush Truck Centers.
Got it. All right, so how long have you been in business yourself?
I've been for a long time. I've been in business since 1985. Since 1985, I would say.
1985?
Yeah.
Wow, no kidding. So you're pretty established over there, huh?
Well, yeah. Okay, in 1985, me and my brother were partners. But since 1994, 95, that's when we go under Southbound Express.
Oh,
because
wow.
Before, we used to be Northbound Express, okay?
Oh, no kidding.
Me and my brother, okay, you know, from there, you know, him and I split, we make this other Southbound, you know, which is going to be the opposite direction.
You went in the whole other direction.
Yes, but I should be two sister companies, but... Yeah. They work in the beginning. After that, I think things didn't work out. So, but still, you know, so we've been really since 1994, really, on business.
94 Southbound?
Yeah, what is name? 1994, 1993, 1994. But I'm trucking, I've been since 1987.
Wow, that's a long time. How'd you get into the industry?
Since I was little, that was my dream. That was my toy trucks.
No
I
kidding.
Play with, oh yeah, I used to
Are
always
you serious?
Play. I was 6, 7 years old. I always told my mom to buy me trucks. I used to build my own roads. I used
no
to make
way.
My own loads. I used to make my own bridges. How to
wow.
make over to the bridge loaded, not empty, loaded. You
that
know,
is...
rough roads. That was my toys really when I was little. So I grew up thinking on the trucks, thinking on the transportation. So.
That is actually pretty amazing. I've never heard that before.
Yeah. That's really truck that were my toys as I was little.
You're probably the first person who actually became what they wanted to be when they were little.
Well, let me tell you, on life, what I discovered on life, you got to do something on life to survive. You got to do something to life to be happy. So what is the best thing for you to do in life? Do what you like to do. And you be a happy man and not to make your life miserable for you or the others. Okay, let's not do, just for the money part, something that you just do that for because it's money, and you're going to be unhappy.
Right.
Yeah, you could be a very smart man and person who handle computers and fast, and let me tell you, in top of the line person.
Uh-huh.
But if you're not happy with what you're doing, you're just doing because you're making good money and you're okay.
Right.
But let me tell you, this is not it in life. Let's do in life where we be happy to do it. People who like to deal with people who like to do on sales, whatever,
yes.
But I do it right, and you're going to be happy, and you're going to yell at our customers. Why? Because when you talk to your customers, you're going to be happy, and you're always going to create good relationship with your customers.
Very true.
Because if you're a person who just a salesperson, a banker, that you hate to deal with people, you deal with them because, what the heck, I have to deal with people. I have to work, I have to do something. Yeah.
No.
And sometimes a day, you're going to be a very nice person at the bank, talk to the customers, and the next day you're going to be all upside down.
Yeah.
And the people that you say hi before, they didn't say because, heck, you don't feel good, you don't feel comfortable.
Right.
That's what it is in life, my friend, you know?
No, you
people
know, I
can...
Sorry,
people
go ahead.
Who like to... They say, so you know what? I love to make walls, break walls. Okay, if that's what you do in life, make it straight. Make it straight and nice and clean, and there's nothing wrong with it. I like to sell flowers. Okay, if you sell flowers, make sure your bunches are beautiful. Pick up always the beautiful colors that the people... seen it, people spot it, oh man, you know. Anything that you do in life, you try to be a professional. Anything.
Completely true. Wow, that was actually very inspirational.
Okay, you have everything, you have professional. Professional is the person, the one who knows, who's doing what is right. It is a professional. Anyone, anybody to the professional thing. Even a gardener that cut the grass in the streets and the houses, let me tell you, if they do a beautiful job, they cut the grass pretty good, they cut trim the trees, the flowers and everything, make the garden very nice, let me tell you, they will have a lot of customers. But people who just come with a lawnmower making noise and bam, 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 make sure, I came and do the work, and the work all ugly looking, oh, come on, you just do the work because they need your service. And the grass needs to be cut. But because you're not a professional, that you make it look nice. So where people be proud of your service, no way. No.
Right. No, I completely agree with you, actually. Completely agree.
Well,
you have to do what makes you happy.
Alrighty. So anyways, nice
you
to talk
to
you. Sometimes I like to talk to people.
I love it. I love it. And just like you said right now, I actually ended up switching myself. My parents wanted me to go into the medical field, which is what I started off as. And I didn't like it. I wanted to go into the more of the financial industry. And so I ended up switching my major.
If you like the financial industry, go for it. Go for it. You know,
right.
Let me tell you, if that's what you like to do, you'll be in the right direction.
Right.
You're going to be happy, you're going to enjoy, you're going to get a lot of customers. Why? Because you do what you like to do.
Exactly, which is how I looked at it all the time.
You know, because let me tell you something. Like years ago when I was 21, 23 years old,
uh-huh.
They invited me to work over at the General Motor over in Long Beach when they used to make the Vega, the car Vegas, the car Vega brand over in Long Beach.
Right.
They invited me to work over there, and I was hired to work over there at the Long Beach, at the General Motor back in the 80s, 85, 86.
Really?
I just worked about 2 months. I went in, you know, not permanent, just to see, you know.
Right.
But let me tell you, that was a good job. Good benefits, good future, but
really?
I didn't like it. You know,
we're happy.
I didn't
that's
like it.
Good,
so
right?
What the heck? I don't care if I was making if I was making good living. I didn't like it.
Wow.
What did I like to do? Driving. Go back out to driving. That's my role. That's what I love to do.
That's what
so
you enjoy.
Driving. Well, let me tell you, that's what I love. Go in the trucks and haul trash. Yes. Because that time we were holding trash from Long Beach to West Covina, you know, in a 45-foot trailers.
Right.
A trash, and, you know, they just loaded up the trailers with trash, and boom, take them to the landfill, drop it, and come back and forth, you know. Well, that's what I like to do. What the heck? Yeah, but I don't be, you know, okay, that could be your good future. You can, well, yeah, I understand that could be a good future. That could be, you name it, but I don't know if that's, I don't know how long that's going to take me.
Right. Wow.
To adjust it, you know what I mean? That's.
Yeah. So in the end, you ended up doing whatever the hell made you happy, huh?
No, so let me tell you, so. I would say, did everybody do what we like to do? Let me tell you, that'll be a perfect world. But too bad that a lot of people, they're not in the right place, and that's when the things don't work out like they should.
Yep, I do know a lot of people who are like that, actually, unfortunately.
Yeah. Some people says, well, I'm in this business because, like, a lot of drivers, and they have a drivers.
Yeah.
When they say, oh, I'm driving the truck because I'm making money, but when the weekend comes, I don't even turn around to see the truck. Let me tell you, that's sad.
Really?
Because really, after you work so much, after you know that this is the one that brings the money to you and your family, your bills, man, be happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Be happy. It's like a person at the office, you know. Sample if you says, you know what? As soon as Friday or Saturday or Friday comes, hey, to leave this office, if you leave this desk, throw away all the damn pens and door and papers away and kick with it. I didn't even want to turn around. Oh, come on.
Right?
So let me tell you, that's sad to hear because you work there with your customers. That's a place where they make you happy. That's a, you know, that's your spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes...
I'm glad you ended up doing whatever made you happy. I'm just still in shock that you started as a little kid when you wanted to do this. That's just mind-blowing to me. Man.
Alrighty.
Are you 100% owner of the company? Southbound?
Pretty much. Yes, I have my brother too. My brother is a partner, but I'm pretty much
100%. Okay, you guys are 50-50?
No.
No.
40-60.
Is it you or him?
But I'm the one who makes. I'm pretty much the one who makes all the decisions.
Okay? You're the decision maker.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, perfect. Have you already looked into financing for the trucks at all, or not yet?
Let me tell you, they're working on it right now. I don't know where they at. Okay. I got the trucks. I know what I'm getting.
Right.
But they're working on it. I don't know how far they go, but this is a good time because I haven't committed to no one to say, oh, yeah.
Perfect.
I haven't signed no contracts at all.
Okay, perfect.
Okay?
I'm going to tell you to do me a favor. Don't sign anything yet if you do get something.
No, I haven't, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
I do want to throw out, you know, what we can offer you by next week for sure. I mean, all we require is 6 months of your most recent bank statements and then the most recent tax return for the business, and that's
okay. Mike, he has everything.
I'm sorry?
Mike
will have everything.
Oh, Mike Rizzi has everything. He's got everything. He's got all those documents.
Oh,
but we can also send you from here. There's no problem.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be till Monday because now the girls already left for the day. It was Friday.
Yeah.
But if you want anything, Monday will be glad
Monday
to send it to you.
Time. Monday around this time as well? Around 2:30?
No, early in the morning, you know, by 10 o'clock.
Oh, in the morning, okay.
Yeah, by 10 o'clock, you need to talk to Elisa.
Uh-huh.
Write it down if you want. Talk to Elisa. Yeah.
Elisa?
Yes. Her extension is 951.
951.
360.
360.
6180.
6180. Got it. Okay, and just another question for you. Do you have any current loans out right now besides those ones you were telling me? You said you have how many loans on the trucks?
On the trucks, I own one. Well, actually, let me tell you. I owe 11 trucks, okay?
Okay.
Six they got 2 more years long. But four?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, four, some of them going to be paid off next month.
Okay.
Which is November. This is October, right? Yeah. November, I got a last payment on 3.
Okay.
3 going to be paid off. In December, one of them be paid off.
Okay, and then one in December.
Yeah, and one in December. Then the loan that is going to be, the one that I'm going to be left, is going to be those Volvos, which I have a 3 and 3. 3 in 1 contract and 3 in the other contract.
Okay, got it. Perfect.
But that's the ones that I want to get rid of. That's the ones that I would like to get rid of, okay?
Gotcha. And
okay, and also another loan that I have is, I have another loan. Yes, I do. Well, I have another loan with a company.
Uh-huh.
That they take $800 daily, I believe.
How much?
$800
on the, how often?
Daily.
Oh, $800 daily. Oh, man. Okay.
Daily, yes.
And which loan is this? Is this just a working capital loan, or is it a...
Some kind of a loan that they work out okay for me.
Okay.
Honestly, it worked out okay for me.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
The reason that this loan worked out for me is because they take the money daily from the bank. It's so much money they take daily. So we always deposit money at the bank, always. Pretty much every day, because we receive checks Monday,
right.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, not until Friday. So they
right.
take the money daily.
Perfect.
If
so
I try to save the money,
uh-huh.
save the money, if I try to save the money, if I try to put $800 savings a day, I'm not going to do it.
That's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
That's realistically not going to happen. No, I know.
No, that's not going to happen. So if we deposit $50,000, $20,000, $6,000,
$7,000,
you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That's
not going to happen.
Nope.
Okay? Nope. So that loan, let me tell you, yeah. it's kind of expensive, but this has been working for me. That loan I paid one of $160,000 last year.
Uh-huh.
I paid $160,000 once already, and they offer me, I can come on if you... They want me to do it. Come on. So I renew the account. Well, I redo it again.
Uh-huh.
And I got some, I think, 67 or 68 about 6 months ago. So that's
okay,
the only
gotcha.
One.
So the initial loan you took out was for how much?
The initial loan that I took, what, about 2 years ago? Or the one that I take him right now?
The one that you have
the one that
right
I pay
now.
Right now?
Yeah.
I think it's 81.
81,000?
Yes.
That's how much you took it out in the beginning, right?
That's what I took it out in the beginning.
Okay, and then your current balance on it is what?
Pardon me?
Your current balance on it right now.
That I don't know, my friend. Good question.
Okay. Good question.
I don't know.
That's for you and me to find out, huh?
Well, you can talk to my girls over here Monday at the office.
Yeah.
They told you better.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
I just tell you what to do and how to do it.
Yeah.
And we go from there, really, because if you ask me, because I'm not really behind the text and deal with numbers, no, I'm not.
Right.
I say, so many girls over here, do that, we're
yeah.
weird on this, we're weird on that, and I just get sometimes, I got the answer that I like to hear, and I got the answer that I don't want to hear, but I hear it anyways.
You hear it either way, yeah, exactly.
Either way, so, oh man, that much? Yes, oh shoot, I didn't know that we owe that much. Or says, oh yeah, it's going to be done. Oh, good.
Okay,
you
good. You
know,
give the approvals.
It's one of those things. It's one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
very
one
nice.
Of those true answers, really.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's great. So you said Mike is the one to speak to. So is Mike...
Mike Ruiz is the salesperson over at the Rush Truck Center.
Uh-huh.
And he's the one who's dealing with the financial companies. If
gotcha.
You want the details on what I'm getting, if you
yeah.
want the details on what I'm selling, he'll
yep.
know. He's got the better answer. Because
Perfect.
He's okay.
Okay. And should I get a hold of him on Monday, you think is the best time?
Well, you can call him right now if you want. It's 3
oh,
o'clock.
Yeah.
They shut their doors at 4:30, 5:30 p.m. So if you want to call him, it's up to you. You can
sure,
call him anytime you want.
Sure, I can probably give him a call then.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? What's a good email address for you so I can shoot over the information that I need?
man. Good email address. I'm not an email person, but
I know.
It's going to be Southbound Express 1.
Southbound Express 1.
At? Prodigy.net.
At Prodigy.net.
Yes.
All right, perfect. I will go ahead and put together an email with, you know, whatever documents that I'm looking for, and I will shoot it over towards you. You can take a look at it over the weekend or whatever. You can show it to Elisa, and I'll get a hold of Mike. I'll try to get a hold of Mike after this phone call, but if I don't get a hold of him today, I'll go ahead and call him on Monday, and I will give you a call as well on Monday, if that's all right, and try and follow up with you. How does that sound?
That's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect.
All right.
All right, Ernesto. It was a pleasure talking to you. Appreciate
it. Okay, you have a good
weekend. Convo. And you have a great weekend, all right?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.